Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Galloway reaches third base with a triple. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 1 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasty hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hasty moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hasty hits a pop-up towards the mound. Uhel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-2 in the game. Gisto hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Gisto reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Athletics. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Uhel. Hauser moves to third. Jim Bagby now pitching. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perkins moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hasty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive to right field. Wood throws towards the plate. O'Neill fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Neill. Hasty moves to third. Young moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to home to get Hasty. Young moves to third. Hauser moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson throws to second for one, and Wamsgans throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Young scores. Hauser scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gisto hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.